Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're starting now. Nu Masechta Maseches Orlo. We're holding in Orlo Daf Aleph in the Oiz V'Hodor edition. So the din of Orlo, just as a very, very short hakdama. What is the Orlo? What is the idea? What's the concept of Orlo? When a person plants a tree, for the first 3 years, the fruits that grow are Asur Be'achilo. You have the Isur of Orlo in the first 3 years. And then the fourth year, the fruits are allowed b'achilo, but they have a gedusha called neta revai. We have to take them to Yerushalayim and eat them over there. And then from the fifth year on, it becomes regular fruits. So starts the Mishnah and says the following. Hanoteya l'siag ulekoyrus. Someone goes and plants trees not for the purpose of fruits. He's doing for the purpose of siag, having a fence. Or lekoyrus, because he wants the wood. He wants to use the branches for wood. He's not interested in the fruits. The din is potter mina orla. There's no din orla. Orla is only when you plant the tree for the fruits. Even in one tree, if he has, he says, the inner part of the tree, I want it, the fruits, to eat it. And the outer part of the tree, that I want for a siag, I want it to be as a fence. The din is a primi chayav achitza potter. So the inner fruits will be chayav in orla, and the chitza will be potter. So the Gemara. The quote of the Mishnah. So the Gemara now brings the drasha from the pasuk. It says you plant the eitz machol, a fruit tree. Eichu lemachol chayov. Only what you eat. Only a tree which is meant to eat. That's chayav in orla. L'siag u'lekoyrus u'le'etzi potter. But if it's l'siag, which means for a fence, u'lekoyrus means you want to make big beams out of it. U'le'etzi, small wood out of it, you're going to be a potter. Says the Gemara, me'ato o'yusu shalmachol afilu chishev alo l'siag yechayev. Meaning, the Gemara is asking, who said that we're talking about a fruit tree? Maybe we're talking about a tree that doesn't bear fruit. So then we say, if it's not eitz machol, there's no orlo. But if it was a fruit tree that just I want to redesignate it for wood, maybe it still has a din orlo. Says the Gemara, Tumud loimar, v'natatem eitz machol. You plant the eitz machol. You have to go based on the planting. If the planting, the intention was for fruit, then it has a din machol. But if the planting was not for the fruit, in the time of the planting, it was not meant to be eaten, so then your potter, even though it is a fruit tree. The word v'natatem here is the use of the growth that Rav Chaim uses. Rav Yossi says, Ilmad dovar mitchilosoi. Rav Chaim explains that Rav Yossi here is coming to teach that even when you have the shita of Rav Yossi, that even when you have one tree, you can have an inner part and an outer part. The inner part will be chayav in fruits and the outer part will not. That part, that idea of the differentiation between one tree, how do we know that? So this is what the pasuk that Rav Yossi is coming to bring, Rav Yossi the Amoira. So Rabbi says the following, Yilmod dover mitchiloso, let's start from the beginning. Masha sheneemar, shalosh shonim yelechem areilim lo yochel. It says 3 years will be arlo, don't eat. So v'chein yoidim shebeitz machal kos medaber. I mean, it says 3 years, don't eat it. So alkoch, we're talking about a fruit tree. Because if there's no fruits, of course you can't eat it. What's the chiddush? Matom aloyim v'natatem kol eitz machal. So why do I say then the word eitz machal later? To tell you, whatever is designated for Michael, even within one tree, is chayav in orla. Whatever is not designated for Michael, even with that tree, is that doesn't have a din of orla. Rabbi Yisrael learns it from the end of the pasuk. So the pasuk says, in the fifth year, now you can eat the fruits as you wish. Of course, we're talking about eitz machol. Because now that we're talking about the fifth year, and we're saying in the fifth year that you have, you could eat it. So I'm telling you that in the fifth year, you could eat the fruits. So we're talking about something which is edible, which is a fruit tree. Why it says before that you plant the eitz machol? Why do you have to say the word eitz machol? From here you learn. If it's done for achilo, then it's chayav in arlo. If it's done for the wood, it's not. Then it's potter, even in the same tree. So the Gemara Tanya, Rishum Gamliel, Loim, Rishum Gamliel, he has his own shita, B'medvar, Murim, Pizmat, Shenoto, L'siag, U'lekoyroys, U'leitzim, Dovor, Shuroi, Lohem. Only when you plant something which is actually fitting to be used for a fence, for wood, but if someone's taking a tree which is not meant to be used for a fence, so then you still have an early, even though his intention is to be using as a fence. But not a dovah shein roi lehem chayav. If it's not roi to be what it is, so you chayav in orlan. Mashpa from here, that's the shita of Shimon Gamliel, but Rabbanon is arguing. So it says the Gemara, yois, omav Shimon Gamliel. Ma taimu de Rabbanon, very good. That's what Shimon Gamliel says good. So why does Rabbanon disagree with him? That something which is not appropriate to be a tree, to be used for wood, you're still going to be potter in orlan. So explains the Gemara, the Falam with base, omav zehiro, b'mishane seder nityosom. We're talking about that he's changing the way that you plant it. You're doing it in a way which clarifies that he's using it for wood. So even we're talking about a tree which is not meant to be used for eitzim. It's meant to be used for fruits. But if he's changing the way that you plant it, that shows that he's actually going to be using it for eitzim, even though he's doing something which most people don't do, but he did change it. So it's clear on the tree itself. What is it? So the Gemara explains. Late, see, when using it for a piece of wood, beroitzef, meaning he's putting the trees very close to each other. When you're planting for fruits, you have to have a certain distance between the trees so they're going to grow well. Lekoiroi, so he's doing these big beams, bemeshafe, means he's cutting off the branches so they're going to grow better, and the beams are going to grow better. Lesiag, when he's doing for a fence, what is siag? You're using the trees as a fence by putting them on the border of the property. So you see, clearly we talk about a fence. Says the mayor, any tree a person can have in mind that he doesn't want to use it for fruits, except two trees, the olive tree and the fig tree. These are two choshu for a person to say, I'm not using it for fruits, but I'm using it for wood. Rameir Kedaita, we see a similar concept by Rameir. Doma kola yilono is inland strag, chutz mi zayis v'teino. So the Rukhani points out, we're talking about when a person puts a vine on top of another tree. So the shayla is, will he allow the vines to grow a lot? Which may cause a problem of kilayim if you plant anything beneath it. So there it's brought down that if you have a vine on top of a Ilan Shrak, a fruit which doesn't bear fruits. So yeah, he may allow the vine to grow a lot. But if the vine is growing on top of a fruit-bearing tree, he won't allow the vine to grow a lot because he wants the fruits. So I may know, many times a person will, any other tree, a person will many times will mevatel it for the vines. He's going to want to have more grape tree than anything else. So he's going to mevatel the trees. But there's two trees, the person is not mevatel. He's not going to cancel them. He's not going to allow the vines to overtake them. And that is the two trees we mentioned over here, which is Zayis Teino, olive, and figs. So holy Lonus will have a din of Ilan Strak, regarding vines, Chutzwit, Zayis Teino. So you see, the Rabbi Meir's Shita is Zayis Teino, you're Machshev it a lot. Sigma Tanim Shem Shimon, Ein Lechabo, Le Machshev is Pstur, and Le Shleishis Aminim Bilvat. Rabbi Shimon holds the opposite. He says, no. Adirab, if someone thinks about a fruit tree that he wants to use it for wood, he's butla daita, this person doesn't use a fruit tree for wood. Except three types. There's three types that you do use for wood. What is it? We're using here the Girsa of Chaim, Rimin, it's a type of tree, Vishkomim, Vitzolof. These three trees are the ones that people use for wood. Maushi Choyovim b'maiser. Now, someone says, okay, so if I come and plant a tree, and I make it for the purpose of wood, and therefore it's not Chayav and Arlo, do I have a Chiyuv b'maiser on the fruits? Says the Gemara, Taflukto der Rabba Memel v'der Avhilo. It's a machlekes, Rabba Memel and Avhilo. These palgun, what do they argue? Hamishamer peroisov le'etzim. Someone who has trees, and the purpose of the trees are for the wood, not for the fruits. Rabba Memel omar chayuf. He's chayav and meiser. Avhilo b'shar miso, ma potis potis mena meiser. What's the machlekes? Rabba Memel omar chayuf, minado, you learn from the pasuk. Uba levi kein luchelek v'nach lo imoch. It says the Levi will come because he doesn't have part with you. And from here we learn, only something which you have and he does not have. You have fruits, you have nachlo, he doesn't have. You have to give him ma'aser. But hefker, that he has the same right as you, there's no ma'aser over there. Who leket, who shichu, peo, ye hefker. The same like hefker, you have leket, shichu, and peo. Some of the first over here explain, so we talk about Efker, this is not Nergia to the Sugyo. We really bring it here for only for the beginning. Because we learned it from the beginning of the Drasha, the definition of something you have in Meiser is anything that you Misham, anything which is not Efker. Anything that you are guarding. So Mele, but you have when you have a tree which is meant for wood, you still mishamer it. It's not Efker, so therefore you have in Meiser. That's how some of the first want to learn. The Chazonish wants to learn from Efker itself. Why by Efker you put to Mina Meiser? Because we have a drosh of a pasuk. Why do you need a drosh of a pasuk? The mini is making hefker, his mini is not using it for fruits. So you see, even when you're not using it for fruits, you're using it for wood, you still chayav and meiser unless it's hefker. But the fact that it's not meant for fruits, there's still a reason to be mechayav and meiser. So this is what Dharma holds, that when you have trees growing for wood, you're still chayav and meiser. Rav Hilo, b'shir Rav Yisro, ma potter minado. He learns the potter from the following. Kuzbor shezora lezera yeroka potter. So kuzbor is a type of plant, a type of vegetable, that has in it vegetables and it has seeds in it. You can use it for two purposes. For zera, to use the seeds, and you can use it for the vegetable itself. If he did it lezera, so then the vegetable is not choshuf, and you potter min ha-meiser. So similar over here, when a person plants the tree for the wood, so the fruits are not chashuv. So you put the mice, the chut should be the same thing. Says the Gemara in the Beis Amud Aleph, Shani hi kuzbor, sheyesh lo goyin necheres. No, by kuzbor, you still chayav in meiser mitzad the zera. You're not going to be chayav in meiser on the vegetable, but you will be chayav on meiser on the zera. So there's some meiser coming from this plant. So the word says, don't bring me a raya from something that is chayav and maaser. To our case, we talk about trees, if you're saying you're potter and a maaser, you won't be no maaser at all. It's like more of a high do amro do. So what really is the source, the makor, to tell me? Maybe a raya that you see that you're potter and a maaser. It says the following. Hamikayim mileyo shelkuv lezera. Prison says there's an entire field that it has kruv in it, has cabbage in it. He's not using it for the vegetable, he's using it for zera. Botlo daito says that is botlo. Nobody does that. Nobody takes a whole field and uses it for zera. Klochi michidim loy batlo daito. He has a few kruvs, a few pieces that he uses for zera. Then it's okay. Then that will have a din of zera, not a din of vegetable. Omer b'yino who shilikid yerek. That's only if he took already he harvested the field and he took a little vegetables, meant for vegetables, and then he decided that this whole thing will be the zera. He say botlo daito. But he didn't come and harvest the field. It's everything connected to the ground, and his intention is to use it for zera. So then, of course, he's going to have a din of zera and potter and a meiser. So you want to tell me the wood will be chayav and meiser? Wood is not chayav and meiser. So if wood is not chayav and meiser, why should this field be chayav and meiser? He's not using it for vegetables, not eating it at all. So there's no chayav and meiser. The only discussion is if he already harvested and he had an intention to use it as vegetables, he wants to change his mind, then you have a discussion. But if it's connected to the ground and his intention is to use it for zera, which is equivalent to wood, it's potter min ha-meiser. So this is the raya to Rav Hilo that he holds that any wood is potter min ha-meiser. If I have trees that are meant for wood, you're potter min ha-meiser. The same way we see from this place that anything which is not meant for food is potter min ha-meiser. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Arla Daf Aleph.